Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think you're going to enjoy the show. I've got lined up for you a few people that we may not have heard before because I've been accumulating some albums. I visited Wellington just recently, visiting my son down there, and always make a visit to Slowboat Records, and they have a big collection of vinyl LPs and CDs, and I can just about always find something in their bins there that I think will work well on the show. And I bought myself an LP of Country Gazette, which is a band that I knew a bit about but didn't have any albums, and this is an album combining two of the first albums that Country Gazette did, and it was put out from London in the UK, and so it's a neat album. Byron Berline on fiddle, Roger Bush on bass, Kenny Wirtz on guitar, Alan Mundy on banjo, and this is from 1972 and 1974. And we're going to hear a tune called The Lonesome Blues from Country Gazette. We'll hear out this tune, then we'll have a listen to them. This is Soaring on the Strings. Now here's Country Gazette. Country Gazette. Hope you enjoyed that. On the show before, we've had the Price Sisters. This is twin sisters, Lauren and Leanna, and they play fiddle and mandolin and do some lovely music, and it's real bluegrass music. And I've got an album, A Heart Never Knows, and featured on this track, Charlie Cushman on banjo, Brian Sutton on guitar, Mike Bubb on bass, and Dennis Crouch on bass on some tracks, and Justin Moses on dobro. And they do some lovely bluegrass music, and the first track we're going to hear is If I'm Going to Be Lonely from the Price Sisters.
Let me be lonely. you go again saying it can never be right. Here I am again praying somehow it might. So the same old sad heartache just goes on and on. If I'm gonna be lonely, let me be lonely alone. If I'm gonna be sorry, let it be sorrow and me. 'Cause my kind of misery don't need. If I'm gonna be lonely, let me be lonely alone.
Don't they do a fine job? That was the Price Sisters, Lauren and Leanna. And singing lead on that one was Lauren. They look identical. One's got longer hair than the other. They're both young, and they'd be very great to watch. That was Lauren singing lead, Leanna singing baritone, and Ruth McLean singing the low tenor harmony in the choruses there. We'll hear from them a little bit later in the show. May is New Zealand Music Month, so on the show I'll be celebrating a little bit of New Zealand music and New Zealand produced music for your enjoyment. And the Pippi Pickers are next online. Pippies are New Zealand seafood. There's shellfish found at the on the beaches that you can eat them raw, you can eat them cooked. They're delicious, and it's a bit of a joke. Pippi Pickers getting some alliteration in there. They're a fine bluegrass band, top band. And Janine Abarbanel, double bass and lead vocals. Gary Bigwood plays mandolin and does some vocals. Barry Torkington plays guitar. His son Nathan Torkington plays banjo. All very skilled musicians. They do a fine job and put on a great show. And from their 2017 album, With a Spade, I've selected a couple of tracks for you. And I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy them. First one is I Call It Gone. And the next one is Sail to Australia, which is a possibility if you're in New Zealand. It's not that far, 1,200 miles. What is that in nautical miles? I'm not sure. Across the Tasman to Australia. So it's a possibility for us. It's a little more difficult if you live in the USA, but it's certainly done often enough. Sail to Australia. I don't know if it's about boating or not, but we'll have a listen to the song. Here come New Zealand's Pippi Pickers.
Suitcase, it's all packed up. Those are boxes of my stuff. I got my cat, here's your key. You really wanna know what's coming over me? You can call it walking, call it goodbye talking. One foot out the door, call it over. Not looking over my shoulder like every time before. You can call it moving on, call it anything you want, I call it gone. You broke me down, now I'm done being kept underneath your thumb. Tried like hell to make things work, but you shouldn't have to work. It's something that only makes you hurt. You can call it walking, call it goodbye talking. One foot out the door, call it over. Not looking over my shoulder. call it anything you want, I call it gone. Dare call it love. We both know that wasn't what I got from you. Call it walking, call it goodbye talking, 1 foot out the door. Call it over, not looking over my shoulder like every time before. You can call it moving on, call it anything you want. I haven't been in you so long, I call it gone, I call it gone, I call it I'd settle for different, just to know that the day that's waiting for me ain't the same one that I just spent. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. My only family's my father, care of himself. He don't need me like I need to know the side of some places. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. They speak English in Australia, and it won't be hard to make new friends. To see myself as other people see me, without knowing just where I've been. I think I'll sail to Australia, take these old days off of my hands, drink a beer by the Indian Ocean, make love right there on the sand. right there on the sand.
Well, that's the Pippi Pickers sailing to Australia. They came via the Indian Ocean, it sounds. If you were going from New Zealand, of course, you'd cross the Tasman Sea. If you're coming from the USA, you'd sail across the Pacific Ocean. And that's a great song. Hope you enjoyed that. Let's listen to Junior Sisk now, and the Ramblers' choice, Blue Side of the Blue Ridge, is the name of the album. Junior Sisk plays guitar and lead vocals. Tim Massey does bass and harmony vocals. Chris Harris does mandolin and some harmony vocals. Billy Hawks on fiddle. Daryl Wilkerson on banjo. And Wyatt Rice is playing rhythm guitar. And here's some bluegrass music for you called You Let the Dog Off the Chain. What a great name for a song. Junior Sisk and Ramblers' Choice.
From what I hear, there's somebody talking about our broken love affair. Somebody better go and try to tell them that they might not want ever to go there. You wouldn't listen to reason. I tried to save you all this pain. I'm glad to let you go, but I just want you to know you let the dog off the chain. Save you all this pain. I'm glad to let you go, but I just want you to know you let the dog off the chain. By now I'd have wanted you home. Well, I hope you work it out. I ain't doing here without, but thanks a lot for throwing me a bone. You wouldn't listen to reason. I tried to save you all this pain. I'm glad to let you go, but I just want you to know you let the dog off the chain.
Junior Sisk and Ramblers' Choice. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes out of Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and streamed around the access radio stations in New Zealand and in Canada, and Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. So hi to all you folks who are listening. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and a great music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. You can go in and get anything you need musically to help you play or listen to music. And I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Here's the Masters, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys with Lester Flatt playing guitar. An old jazz tune called The Farewell Blues sounds like this. Thank you. Oh, there's been plenty of banjo players sitting around working out that tune. I'm one of them, and it's a fun tune to play. The Farewell Blues, as played by Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Some great music there. Back in 2003, Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder recorded a concert at the Charleston Music Hall, and they did some great music on that. And here's a track from the album that they put out. It was written by Lester Flatt and Bill Munro, and Mark Fain is playing bass, Jim Mills banjo, Paul Brewster on guitar and tenor singing, Darren Vincent and Cody Kilby playing guitars, Andy Leftwich on fiddle, and Ricky Skaggs playing mandolin, singing the lead vocals on Why Did You Wander, live from the Charleston Music Hall. Yeah.
You ever roam when you know that we always happy all alone in our old mountain home? Yeah. It was down in the old Cumberland Mountain, down in the hills of Tennessee, that she waited alone in the moonlight. It was there that she waited for me. Oh, why did you wonder? Oh, why did you ever roam? When you know that we always happy all alone in our old mountain home. Oh, why did you leave me, little darling? Why did you leave me alone? All alone in her old mountain home. Oh, why did you wander? Oh, why did you ever roam? When you know that we always happy all alone in her old mountain home. You ever know when you know that we always happy all alone in our old mountain home? Jimmy now. Yeah. Oh, why did you wonder? Oh, why did you ever know when you know that we always happy all alone in our old mountain home?
Sounds like a great crowd there at the Charleston Music Hall. That was Ricky Skaggs. Why did you wander? Hear a tune from Country Gazette now. This is off the LP that I bought recently. And as well as the basic four-piece band, they had Clarence White playing guitar in this one. And it's a classic tune, one of the nicest instrumentals of all time. And it's a tune called Huckleberry Hornpipe. I'll just see if I can get it fired up on the turntable here for a minute. Country Gazette, Huckleberry Hornpipe.
Thank you.
Isn't that a nice tune? Huckleberry Hornpipe featuring the lead guitar playing of Clarence White. And back in the early 1970s, that was an absolute revelation. Doc Watson was one of the few other people that was doing that sort of lead guitar work. And ever since then, it's been a staple of bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music that I love to listen to from my shelves. Sometimes I buy new stuff. Often I get new albums from county sales. I've been buying albums from them since the mid-1960s, and they're a great source of bluegrass music. I recommend them. If you look them up, you'll always buy some great tracks there, be it on CDs or LPs or whatever. In the old days, we used to get the LPs, and by the time they'd spent 3 months being shipped across the Pacific Ocean, they were usually a bit warped. Doesn't happen so much these days. What are we going to hear now? Last week on the show, I played a couple of tracks from Thomas Porter, a young man who plays some great bluegrass music, and he was accompanied by members of Sawmill Road, who I always enjoy playing. I found the earlier album I had of Thomas Porter when he was quite a young man, and looked like he was maybe mid-teens, and did some great music, and he did a song called Dobro Joe that I'm going to play for you. Have a listen. Here's Thomas Porter from his first album.
He couldn't make his fingers play like they used to anymore, but he couldn't keep from singing country songs. From an old pocket spittoon and a rummage sale guitar, he made himself a dobro so that he could play along. He couldn't hold the slide, so he taped it to his hand. Then he played for me a song from long ago, and I heard it come alive as I listened to him play. Nobody ever played them quite like my good friend Joe. Just a dobro laid across his knees. Play a song for me. He couldn't write a letter, so he talked to me on tape. Then he'd pick a few and talk to me some more. Billy Clyde, he'd say, since you're so far away, I will play for you a song like the ones we've sung before. Ooh, just a dobro laid across his knees. Growing old, and my, how the years have passed me by. For my hair has turned gray, old Joe has passed away. Just to listen to him now brings a teardrop to my eye. Ooh, just a dobro laid across his knees. Song for me.
Isn't that a nice song? Just about Dobro Joe, and he tributed that album to Joe Dennis, who died in 2009, who was obviously a real person and an influence on the music of young Thomas Porter. I thought you'd like to hear that. New Zealand Music Month, May, in New Zealand, and we've got a young band called Roadworks. This is an album put out just a couple of years ago, and they're fine young men and young players. Sam Frangos Rhodes plays mandolin, fiddle, and does vocals. Lawrence Frangos Rhodes plays guitar, writes most of the songs, plays a bit of banjo, and Nate Frangos Rhodes helps with the vocals. He's the youngster of the group, and their dad Bruce recorded, mixed and mastered the album. It's a great album, and there's some excellent songs on it, and I've selected one called Soon May the Wellerman Come, which has been a popular song just in the last year or so because it was used in an ad. But the Wellerman was a service of supplying groceries and the necessities of life to the remote outposts in New Zealand way back in the 1800s. And the boat, the Wellerman, or the Weller brothers, as they were, they used to send this boat round full of supplies, and the remote sealing and whaling stations on the coast of New Zealand used to get their supplies from the Wellerman. And this story is about a whaling ship that goes out, catches a big whale, but doesn't manage to haul it in, and the whale just keeps towing them round and round, and forever and ever, really, and soon the Wellerman will come and load them up with supplies again, and they'll go on getting towed around by this whale. It's a crazy song, but I think you'll enjoy it. And to play it, we have Roadworks, young bluegrass band in New Zealand, doing some great music here. Soon may the Wellerman come. Have a listen.
There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it down, blow my bully boy's bowl. Soon may the Wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore, went down on a rod of whale aboard. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Water, the West Hill came up and a quarter, all hands to the side of boom and border when she dived below. Soon may the Wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No whale was freed, the captain's spy must out of greed, but he belonged to the whaleman's creed. He took that ship in tow. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack, bent tight once more. Our boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale it go. Soon may the Wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as I've heard, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The Wellerman makes his regular calls to encourage the captain, crew and all. There was a ship that put to sea, and the name of the ship was the Billy of Tea. The wind blew up and about it down, blow my bully boys blow. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the wellerman come, carry us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.
That was a roadwork singing about the Wellerman, who was a man bringing the groceries. Let's go back to Ricky Skaggs at the Charleston Music Hall, and I think he's going to play a tune for us called Get Up, John.
Back a few years ago, we went into the studio to do our first album. Oh, when we came out of the wilderness of country music into the promised land of bluegrass, and back in 1996... Best thing I ever did, and got to start our own record label, Skaggs Family Records, and that's been a major blessing right there. A good friend of ours that sure loved what we was doing, a fellow named J.D. Sumner from the Stamps Quartet. We had J.D. come in and give us a good send-off, get going on this record. So J.D., take it away.
Country rocks, but bluegrass rules.
This is a pretty long track, so we might get to hear a little bit more later on at the end of the show. That was Ricky Skaggs, Kentucky Thunder, and really giving a great workout to the tune Get Up, John. Let's go back to the Price Sisters now, and we'll play the title track, A Heart Never Knows. This is from the new album. Leanna is doing the lead, Lauren is doing the tenor, and Ruth McLean doing the baritone vocal again. Lovely song. Enjoy it with me.
Thank you.
some great trios singing there. I hope you enjoyed that. It's New Zealand Music Month, the month of May, and as it's time for a gospel song, I thought I'd better play a New Zealand gospel song, and this is one from my own band, Paul and Colleen Trenwith and Friends. Way back in 1985, we had a gospel group that used to play at a lot of church-type gatherings and concerts, and we tried to play some bluegrass gospel, and I was writing gospel songs at the time. We had some help. Colleen Trenwith was a fiddle player. I played banjo mostly. Vince Eggles played guitar. His wife Lisa Eggles sang harmony, and Daniel Beckman played bass. And this is a song called "Lord, I Need You Now." New Zealand Music Month, we might as well have a New Zealand gospel song. Let's hear it.
There's a promise God has given to the pilgrim on his way, and I know it was meant for me. There's a home in heaven waiting. Jesus said that it was so. There'll be loved ones out long in the sea. So often the pathway is so hard to find, but I know I will get there somehow. I know you'll be waiting at the end of my journey, but Lord, I'll need you now. Sometimes when I pray, Lord, help me to stay in the light that you're shining for me. I don't hear any answers, even though you have heard, and the light grows so dim I can't see. Troubles and trials will set me astray. I know that some of these things you allow. I know you'll be waiting at the end of my journey, but Lord, I need you now. Savior who died so I could win, and all the souls that still are lost, I say, help me, Holy Spirit, help me tell the world of him. In the Son of God we must trust. Sometimes my courage fails me, my faith disappears. I need your Holy Spirit power.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it? I hope you enjoyed that. Some New Zealand gospel music. We're coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've been enjoying it. Let's listen now to the Lonesome River Band from the album Carrying the Tradition. Here's a great song called The Hobo Blues.
I done packed my old knapsack. I got a train to catch a mile on down the track.
Well, I've been hanging around this old town way too many days. I got to ramble on and I must be on my way. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues.
When I hear that whistle blow, son, gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues. Well, some women try to hold me, but I keep on moving on. Well, my hat don't hang nowhere for too long. 'Cause I'm caught
song. I got the hobo blues deep down in my bones. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go, God, I got the hobo blues.
Well, when I hear that whistle blow, son, I gotta move, gotta move, God, I got the hobo blues. So blow, son. I gotta move, gotta move. God, I got the hobo blues. I got the hobo blues. I gotta go, gotta go. God, I got the hobo blues. Well, when I hear that whistle blow, son, I gotta move, gotta move. God, I got the hobo
Well, it's just about time to go. Thanks very much for tuning in to Back Porch Bluegrass. See if you can tune in again next week. Bye.